Hi. There for my reenactment.
Oh no! That's right. We got to get ready. But we can't start with that because I feel like
no. We have to go through.
Set the scene.
We have to set the scene. We have to go through
the whole day. Really,
the whole day.
Well, allow me to be the moderator.
Oh, sure. That's what you want.
When are we going to go to the phones?
It's not going to happen. Welcome to the Window Light Podcast for the Unexplained, episode 13, The Return to Roswell. Or Roswell and Other Things, part 2. And from what I've learned, there could end up being a part 3 to this. Very possible. Gathered in the studio with us today, and yes, we are still in the old studio. The updated digs are not quite completed. We apologize for any echo you may be experiencing. I'm Coy, as usual, and with me is Jamie.
What's up, everybody?
We also have local favorite Gretchen with us.
Hello.
And historian about town, Kate.
Good evening.
Kate is with us for a very special reason.
She's the woman who started it all.
So we don't want to call this an intervention by any means.
What the hell happened to you guys?
We just need some answers.
You just, all right, at this point, this has been like 72 hours of toying me with.
So as you'll recall.
Rip it off, man.
From not cool jammy.
As you'll recall from episode whatever
jammy
it was.
Jammy jams.
The first time we discussed the Roswell situation, we said our plan was to do a part two.
Situation now, okay.
Situation. Was to head out to the Roswell plantation?
Sure.
Is it a plantation?
Manor? Ruins?
It was.
Mansion.
Ruins?
The ruins. Head out to the ruins and do a little investigation of the paranormal nature. Mm-hmm. As you'll recall from that episode, we discussed several synchronicities that led us to this topic. And as you'll recall, Kate sent us a text at the same time that Gretchen was talking about Roswell and having been there. No.
Done that.
She wanted to. Oh, Kate was there.
She got that
been
t-shirt.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, you had done it. Kate was there at the time. So.
Yeah, I'd never been there. I wanted to go.
Got it. Mm-hmm. So, this
I
past.
Did.
So this past week, our field unit, consisting of Jamie and Gretchen, highly trained, highly professional, highly experienced paranormal investigators, equipped with cat toys, pendulums, EMF readers, and a Staples brand voice recorder.
Oh, I do have questions about that cat toy, by the way, because you took it to Hollywood too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it one of those motion sensor ones?
Yeah.
That's what it was?
Yeah, the light up balls.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Wait, you turn them on and then they activate when you swan them.
This past weekend, or let's not even put a date to it. You were going out to do, finally, Kate, an investigation of Roswell.
Our dear friend, Kate, sent us a text in our podcast group chat that said, screenshot. Allow Gretchen to demonstrate what it said.
Mm-hmm. We are thrilled to let you all know that the Roswell ruins are now open to the public! We apologize for the delay and we hope you'll come visit soon! Stop by the visitor center first to pay admission and get some background info before you head down to see the ruins! And then it has the hours of operation, how much you have to pay, etc. Well, Jamie loved this image and said so in response.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I said heart.
Yeah. Classic emoji use.
Mm-hmm.
And we were excited because, as you mentioned the last time, it wasn't open when we got the idea to go, when it was going to be the 100 and whatever-th anniversary.
Right.
Of the burning. On my birthday.
Yes.
Oh, right. So they've posted that they're open.
Right. And you very kindly sent that to us because you knew we still wanted to go.
Very much so. Pray tell, what could go wrong?
It's a good question.
It is a very good question. So we're like, let's do it. With the impression that since it's in the group chat, we're all going to go. And then morning up, Koi's all, I'm not the field investigator. I'm building some
So we got up quite early, at least by noon. We were ready. We were
ready by 11.
Oh, you're right, 11. And for some reason, we had a feeling that it was like a big trip. We were just going across the bridge to the Middle Peninsula.
Did you bring $2?
We made sure ahead of time because we're professionals. We were going to stop and get some snacks for the road.
Right. So we're like thinking we're going as a team, and then Koi is all, I got to build a raised whatever bed. And Kate's all, I got to go jump in a bouncy house. So you guys are on your own. And we're like, fine.
We got it from here.
We're the field investigators. We got it.
Yeah, we're boots on the ground. Blue collar part of the team.
We got our $2. We resisted the urge to pack everything we own. Which we should have, in hindsight.
Hindsight, we might have needed it. We might have stayed. That's later.
That's fine.
So anyway, we're on the road.
Yeah. So we were having a really good time on our drive. Then we get onto the bridge. And I'm like getting an eerie feeling because I start thinking about when Koi's like, bridges are unnatural and you shouldn't cross natural thoroughways or whatever he said. Yeah. And then I was like, we're on an unnatural bridge. Start thinking about Mothman, all the bad things that happen on bridges. And I was like, well, that's no good. Gave the lady my $2.
She was very nice.
Try to forget about it. She was very nice.
They are very nice there.
GPS tried to put us down the wrong road every now and then by telling us things were like a half a mile away, but it was right there.
Yeah, we like missed the turn.
So the GPS was trying to keep you away?
Yes. It felt very much like Gloucester was trying to repel us.
Mm. We also got some serious looks from folk.
Mm-hmm. The locals did not like our kind round their parts.
Did they say this specifically to you?
It's maybe implied. Just a feeling we got.
All right.
Yeah.
Who was driving?
Yes.
Okay.
Because
context clues, because you paid.
It's easier for me to get my car in and out of whatever situation we get ourselves into.
Right. Okay, so you're
Gretchen
also
drives a big truck.
Mm-hmm.
The offensive driver. Got it.
And
It's a very high speed limit for all the turns that are on.
Yeah. We don't like the 55 speed limit for all the turns.
Yeah. I felt like it was a little fast for us.
Mm-hmm. We don't like to live in the fast lane. So we get off, we go towards Rosewell.
Oh yeah, have to go through a residential-ish, not like a neighborhood proper, but like a residential area to get to it. There's houses and things.
Yeah, there's some kind of family reunion happening on a lawn as we see the sign for Rosewell.
Yeah.
Was it
crooked, brown, faded white sign.
Perfect for ghost hunting.
Mm-hmm.
And there was also another sign underneath the Rosewell sign. So there was like a Rosewell sign, and then there was like a green sign, like a state sign that said Rosewell. And then there was a watch out for children.
Watch out for children. Then we're like, what are these children going to do? And then we got sinister looks from the children in the yard.
Because they didn't have a bounce house or
standing,
a Christmas.
Yeah, standing there with like one balloon, that kind of thing.
Guard children, if you will.
Is this one of those things where it's like a 40-minute build-up and you're like, and then we had barbecue?
Well, there was barbecue involved, of course, Kate.
Oh, I just pulled that out of
nowhere. How did you know we had barbecue?
We pull up and you go down this little road. It's like a gravel road.
Yeah.
And then you come up and we saw a gate.
Yeah.
And our GPS wanted us to keep going
through
the gate. Do
not keep going through the gate.
Well, we didn't.
Good for you.
Because we made a little left.
To go to the visitor center.
Just like Kate's post told us to do.
Her post told us to go to the visitor center first. We went there first, even though the GPS said don't. And we were like, we're going anyway.
To clarify, this was not my post. This was the screenshot. I don't know where this is going.
It was a vague screenshot from an unknown website sent to us by a dear friend.
Yeah. The name of the website wasn't in the screenshot.
Yeah. So we don't even know where it came from.
Do we need to follow the money and find out who registered this URL?
Probably.
Okay.
Can you do that?
Yeah.
It was probably Russia. Mm-hmm. Or the Chinese.
What now?
Or Kate. We're not sure.
This is part of my long con. If my one nonprofit career doesn't work out, I'll just start another one.
I like her like her Russian red jacket she's wearing right now, too.
Okay, so you go to the thing. Yeah, you go to the place.
We can get off of the... All right, so we go to the place. Open. It says open. We open the door. We walk in.
As you do.
And we're all fresh-faced and, oh, yeah, look at us. Yeah. We're going to see some stuff.
We like history.
And we're like, hey, two, please. And now we're going to reenact our conversation with the caretaker.
All right, action.
All right.
Hello. Good day, good sir. My friend and I are here to visit the ruins of Rosewell.
Y'all from Gloucester?
Why, no, sir. We're from the good county of James City.
Uh-huh. Well, got some news for you. You ain't seeing no Rosewell today.
But, sir, we've traveled all this way. We had to dig up $2. Kate told us it was open. She told us.
Well, I told them not to post it, but they done did it anyway. We ain't got no liability.
Liability? But we'll be so careful. We love history. Mm-hmm.
Well, not today you don't.
Well, is there anything else we could see in the meantime?
I guess you can go look at this film and these pictures, but you ain't going out in them ruins, I tell you.
Does anybody get to go out there, sir?
Well... I got a store for you. Only one man allowed to go out on this property. And that's me.
Well, could we go with you, maybe? You could take us out there.
Y'all don't look like muzzle-loading hunters to me.
Well, that's a fact. You got me there, sir.
Just me. You should see the deer out there.
Deers. I think you meant deers.
Well, yeah, obviously the plural is deers. This is Gloucester, after all.
Now, when you did it for me earlier, I was getting much more of a Fred Gwynn cemetery. But
the finale. Oh.
And then Gretchen, you know, asks him some innocent history questions, and he tries to throw us off the trail by... Yeah. His vast knowledge of boring, whatever.
Hey.
And how many times it changed hands and whatever. I don't even remember. Some about plumbing.
somebody that inherited it. I mean, not inherited it. Bought it. Sold all the mahogany wainscoting and sold all the marble and the slate roof.
Oh, that wainscoting, it'd be gone.
Oh. And he said that the upstairs was just filled with artifacts.
Yeah. There ain't much for you to see in here, but upstairs and in that room, full of artifacts as far as the eye can see.
Yeah. And I said, we're not going to a second location. We're going to see this film. Good day to you, sir.
You never go to the second location.
He's seated at the desk until two other patrons pull up in his identical truck.
And then he jumped out of, leapt, I would say, out of his seat.
Yeah. Ran to the door and said, who moved my truck?
And we were like, we don't know. We're parked in this tiny little car over here. We didn't bring a big truck on purpose.
And he's like, it just looks like my truck. And then he looked over at the two new arrivals and he looked at us. I think he changed his mind about how long we were going to stay there. And then he was like, well... Sometimes I reckon dead is better.
Yeah, that's a good story. A good walk. I'll take you up there sometime. Tell you the story, too.
Oh, so we did go out to the gate. We weren't going to go past it. We just wanted to get up to the gate.
Did you see it?
We're like, fine, Mr. Caretaker. You can't see it from the gate.
Oh, because of the trees?
I guess. Or is it there?
No. Well, and that was the other thing, is every time he was talking about the ruins, he kept pointing in a different direction.
As if he was trying to throw us off the
There's
track.
No line of sight of the ruins at all.
At all.
Could be over there.
And he was like, you know, well, then the wainscoting over here, and then the plumbing over there.
Yeah, he was like the scarecrow from The Wizard of Oz with all the damn pointing. Yeah.
So we don't even know what direction's in, but we're pretty sure it's behind that gate that says surveillance camera in use.
Yeah, it said, smile, you're on camera, which
and
I hate when it says that.
Let that be a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
He might have marked his territory as well.
Right. We drove up to the gate. We looked longingly off into the distance. Not a ruin to be seen.
Not even a brick.
And looked down on the ground, and what do we see? Giant human-sized dookie.
Definitely really Sasquatch terrible. Or human.
Is this when it turned into a Bigfoot investigation?
Well,
this is when we said good day.
This is when we said good day. And we meant to take a picture of it, and then we forgot.
Is this when you...
Kate, this is how we feel about your good ideas for Saturday.
Is this when you texted the group?
Yeah.
And said that we can't get in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then...
Oh.
Yeah.
And Kate did seem concerned.
I did.
Oh. Ain't that real nice?
She did. She seemed very concerned for us and felt bad and said, show him the screenshot.
No.
But what was her first?
Look at your text. You can take Gretchen's word for it.
I have to be completely unbiased. But what about her first reaction here?
Was to throw us off the trail.
What?
Well, you guys can just go out and have a nice lunch instead.
I did. I said, well...
And Koi said everything happens for a reason.
Yes, and that was
and
wonderful.
And maybe he was trying to throw us off the trail.
Maybe they all were. And I do believe she asked if we saw something.
And then she said, did you see the picture of the ghost girl?
Yeah.
And she knows very well.
That we did not. Because they have
not
no
in
picture.
There.
It's not in there.
What?
And that's when we decided...
We started going through the whole thing in our minds and connecting the dots.
Connecting the dots.
And we realized, you're in cahoots with the caretaker.
And you're possibly the ghost girl.
Oh, well.
We saw that picture you sent us in the text,
or
but...
Or was that just a picture of you?
We didn't see it there. Or
no,
was
yeah,
it
we
you
don't know
from 100 years ago?
What if this was like Scooby-Doo
and that's why your mom kind of remembers it.
And I pulled off my mask and I was the... I told you, meddling kids!
It's when we'd get the heck
out
of here.
Blast you with holy water immediately and then run.
I sent you the picture.
Yeah. Of yourself when you were little at Rosewell.
That your mom took and then forgot about.
Who's also
then,
a ghost.
Then the phone rang as we were leaving, and it was probably Kate checking in with the caretaker saying,
okay, no.
Are they gone?
No.
Did they buy it?
Nope. No.
And he said,
no.
Of course they did.
Silly little girls.
God damn it, I deleted it.
Oh,
now I have no
convenient.
Proof.
Convenient.
No, now that's stop it, because...
Yeah.
Had it all along. Maybe we can't see them both at the same time.
Well,
you know,
maybe
now,
there's the portrait of a little girl upstairs with all those artifacts.
There's portraits of women dressed like men. Some weird lady in the fireplace.
A poor enslaved woman.
A poor enslaved woman.
I got that email. No, I'm going to find it.
I think it's funny in the email chain here. I'm just now rereading it. Where
when I was correct.
Where you said, where Jamie said, we drove out here and blah, blah, blah. Kate's first response was, I know a guy.
I do know.
I'll have a word.
I think she knows the guy we met.
And then listen to this next very insincere response. That sucks, guys. I'm so sorry. At least go have a nice lunch in Gloucester.
Did she mention barbecue?
She did not.
No.
Was she controlling our movements the whole
time? But Gretchen said, not your
time.
Fault, friend.
Yeah, because I'm nice. And I hadn't figured out that she was a ghost girl yet.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes. And
then there was a sad portrait of us.
Which, what did I say?
That we were beautiful.
That's right. Thank
you. It's just facts, though, Kate. You can't.
I said, oh, so sad, but oh, so pretty.
And we were like, true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then did you see the pic of the little girl?
So... Okay, so my friend who works for...
Kate's her own mother.
She's her own mother.
She's her own brother. They're already dead. It's in the future. It's in the past.
I'm trying to guess the twist.
Oh, these piracy warnings. So, okay, my friend who works for the organization that caretakes this and other... ruins in the area sent me a photo of the panel that little girl image is on, and I screenshotted it. I took everything else out and I sent it to the rest of the group, and I'm looking for that
behind that artifact door that
it must have been
caretaker who I cannot name. We don't want to implicate them.
Yeah,
but it could be behind that door then.
Gosh dang it, I am going to find this original email, because there's also a name on it. They, well, okay, fair enough. They don't know who it is, but she said it could be
Could be a little girl from Ohio.
XYZ name I've forgotten. So now we're going to have to go... Now I'm going to have to go back and prove the definitive identity of this little girl and why we are not related and she is not me.
I'm sorry that burden's falling to you, but...
You've got to clear your name.
But I do.
That I can is, recommend but, a good lawyer.
I mean, we have we have exhibits and points of fact.
Yeah.
Well, we might as well go into it.
Our proof?
Yes. Go ahead and let's have the prosecution.
Okay.
What is it that you're trying?
Exhibit A. Oh, okay. A.
All right. Well, here, I'll pay attention.
Okay. Kate, when this first synchronicity stuff popped up, discouraged us from sneaking under the property while it was still closed.
This is true because I am a good person.
So immediately rebuking our illegal efforts.
And knowing that that is something to Jamie break and the I law. Sneaking on properties, that's one of our true loves.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And you tried to keep us from us, but maybe it was for our own good.
Well, yeah.
All right.
Lawful good over
that
here.
That was the first one.
And your response to that is you were trying to be good.
Exhibit two? Correct.
Okay.
Sending the screenshot.
Some might say a false screenshot.
Is it still on argue. The Instagram page? Okay, I submit
Exhibit
my defense.
Three. / C.
C. Number C.
Mysteriously can't come with us because of a bounce castle, etc.
Mysterious bounce castle conflict.
Then she was also very concerned we had been hurt when we said nothing mm-hmm. of the kind.
Yeah. Point four. Concerned we had been hurt with, like who just thinks? I wonder if they got hurt.
People from Ohio.
Thank you.
Then she. Then number 20. Whenever we are.
Four, I think.
Asked if we had talked to some random person.
When she knows very well who the caretaker was, she said, "Did you talk to Dave?" And I'm like, "No, bro.
No, we met no Dave." We can scratch that.
There's
out
There's no
you want.
Dave. He doesn't even exist.
And then I think the last two. Told us to go have lunch.
Mm-hmm. Asked if we saw the ghost girl.
Uh-huh. Even though we saw that neighborhood sign.
Put up the sign that said...
Beware of...
Children? Beware of children, it said.
I think it said beware of children. Maybe it said caution, children at play. But either way...
I think it said watch out for children.
Oh. Yeah, which could be...
They're guard children.
Yes.
Guard ghost girls.
You the one playing games?
All right, where were we?
All right, can I?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, so her defense.
Hi, Kate, comma. That's me. Storying about town. I was at Rosewell today and remembered, this email was sent on Thursday, May 4th, and remembered that
no
you had asked me.
For this person.
That's right. Remember that you had asked me about the photo of the girl in the cellar! Exclamation point. I think, attached, in parentheticals, this is the one that you're thinking of. XX name says we don't really know who the girl is, although there is a possibility that it is Nellie Greaves. It is a G, to be fair. Greaves. More research into the photo collection could potentially help narrow down the date of the photo and the subject. Let us know how else we can help you. Smiley face, name of my friend. And there it is on the panel that you clearly missed.
I don't think that was there, and I'm not just saying that. We took a lot of pictures in that visitor center.
That's weird.
And we do not remember seeing it.
We took a picture of everything in there.
We took a picture of everything in there.
All right, audience. I guess it'll be up for you to decide.
It says circa 1890. It says a girl and her... It says there a girl and her cat.
Further
shit, guys,
proof.
It's me. I'm my own mother.
How's your cat, Lois?
Jelly's cat.
No. Your cat now.
Well, on the way in, we had passed the sign for a certain state park, Machicomico, that several of our coworkers have said, it's amazing and you really need to go. And we've been skeptical because...
So that's what you meant by Machu Picchu?
Yeah, okay. We called it Machu Picchu.
Oh, okay. I didn't...
That
I
makes
can't
sense.
Get it. I can't
that
get
sense.
Put that
right?
together.
That
okay.
Okay, that's fine. Good.
Yeah. And then we looked at the river and decided we needed to commune with the river. Because it was calling to us.
As water will do.
Yeah.
Mm.
So we went down there, and it wasn't busy at all, but there were some people about, but we went down on this pier, and we were out there for like a couple, like maybe 2 hours on that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And we communed with all of the natures.
There was lots of little mollusks and things.
We talked about the possibility of living there forever.
Mm-hmm. Which I wish we would have packed our bags.
Almost like we had gone into a fairy realm and we had this strong desire to just disappear into the marsh and live off a mollusk the rest of our lives.
Fairies can't turn into fiddler crabs.
Well, there was dozens and dozens and dozens of them. Dozens.
Yeah, and they were summoning you.
They were singing their song.
Into the water. Mm-hmm.
Their little siren song.
They made us walk out in our bare feet into the marsh.
Mm-hmm.
We'd be putting pictures in the in our socials to see.
Mm-hmm.
Of your bare feet? Mm-hmm. You have to pay.
Jamie was up on a cool post, and she went out into the marsh. And I got to climb a tree, which is one of my favorite things to do.
That's always fun.
And then, just as we were breaking ourselves out of the spell and gathering up our belongings and putting our shoes on and going back, that's when the other humans decided to venture out. They had stayed away,
the other humans. We had the whole place to ourselves, contemplated life.
Until we decided to leave.
Mm-hmm. And that's when they showed up.
This is before or after you went to the house?
We kind of looked at the house before we went down to the pier, but we went back to the house, and that's when we got the cat toys and
stuff.
And
then we were like, we're here for an investigation. This looks old.
Oh, all, so you did this at Timberneck.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, what'd you do?
Well, and there's no good informational sign. There's great informational sign on Indigenous history.
Yeah.
There is not the informational sign in front of the house. Was just like, here's the house, and we're going to reconstruct it.
Yeah, so we had to... So we were trying to, like Jamie said, we really liked that they had everything about the Indigenous people, but like we thought if they're going to have the house, then they should be talking about slavery, because if the house was built like in
17th century,
Tidewater, Virginia, it's bound to have had enslaved people there at some point. So we would like to see that, because they did have like one outbuilding at least, and I think they had said they had found the ruins of some of the other outbuildings. But we would have liked to have known that. And they do tours, but it's like one day a week, so we couldn't go inside. But that didn't stop us from putting cat toys on the porch.
Look, we were bound and determined to do something while we were there on our wild goose chase.
When we realized we couldn't live with the fairies forever.
Yeah.
Well, Kate is just in a bouncy castle, laughing But
we were good girls. We didn't do anything that like to embarrass you.
I'm a good girl, I am.
We did not try to sneak into the house or anything. We did look through the keyhole, because it's a big old keyhole, and you can see all the way through it.
Mm-hmm. Got a picture of that?
Mm-hmm. Beautiful picture.
We got out our EMF. Got no readings on that. We took some pictures with the digital camera of the windows. We did get the cat toys out. We put one on each side of the
Wasn't it a door on the left. Because there was two doors. It almost looks like a duplex. It's like a really big house, but it's like two little porches. Like
there had been an addition built, I think, at some point.
And then Jamie felt something about that door, so that's where we put it. So we put it, like, if you picture you're looking at the door, there's a cat toy on either side of it.
Let's just see what she had to say.
Okay.
Hi, this is Jamie and Gretchen, and we're out here at this really cool old house in Gloucester at Matchicomico State Park. It's the Timberneck House. And we are picking up some good vibes from this house, so we're just got our recorder out to see if we can maybe communicate with any presence who might be here. This grounds is very peaceful, very nice, and we thought that maybe somebody might be here that wanted to... Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! Oh my god! Oh my gosh! Okay. Jamie, remember to turn on the cat toys. This cat toy has been going off solid ever since we set it down. Okay, it just went off. There it goes again. There it goes again. There's absolutely nothing moving or touching this cat toy on the porch. And it is continually lighting up as we're here recording and trying to connect with the presence in this area. I'm going to stop talking now. We're going to give the presence a chance to say anything if it would like to share with us. Wow, that was really cool. That was a really chill, up-the-spine moment right there.
It was, because Jamie set down a cat toy on the left side of the door and the right side of the door, and as soon as she had put it down earlier on the right side, I thought it lit up real quick,
and then nothing. And then we went and took pictures and did other things. And then we came back and she started talking and it started lighting up like a bunch, like something was playing with it. Even though it didn't move at all, it just lit up a whole bunch.
That's really cool. Thank you for coming out to commune with us today. We've got a few fellow humans coming up behind us. If you pick up any voices right now, it might be those fellow humans, but we're hoping that our presence is still here, communicating. All right, we're gonna pause while these guys walk by. Oh, they're going the other way. You know what? They know there's a presence here, and that it's only for us.
Yeah, she's giving us stink eye a little bit, but I'm pretty good at stink eye myself.
So. Yeah, we'll give it right back. Is there anything else you would like to share with us, presence? It's very cool. Thank you for lighting up our cat toy. We really appreciate it. Signing off.
And we were not on the porch. It was protected in the door jamb from the wind. There was nothing going on.
It didn't move at all.
Yeah, the porch, nothing moved.
Nothing moved.
We'll put pictures of that in the show notes also.
Mm-hmm. But afterwards, when we looked up the house later, we saw that the family who bought the property from John Page of Rosewell, his name was John Catlett.
Wow. Oh. I like cat.
Mm-hmm. Coincidence?
I don't think so.
We said cat toy, and he thought we said Catlett. And he was like, hey, guys.
He's like, boop, 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 boop.
What's up?
Oh, cat lit. They just said lit?
Let. Like oh, C-A-T-L-E-T-T, I think.
Oh, gotcha. Like cat light would have been even weirder.
That's what I thought you said. It was cat lit. Cat lick.
Yeah, so he bought Timberneck and Rosewell at one point. From one of the John Pages. I don't know. I think the grandson.
Yeah.
Those are good notes.
Thank you.
Yeah,
what's on the other side?
Gosh, a whole bunch of stuff about the Page family, about like when they started it. And you know what I almost wrote down? This is kind of weird. When I was writing this stuff down, John Page's grandson, and he went to Women Mary with Jefferson. But I started to write down he went to Women Mary with Kate.
Oh,
like
no.
Just the world.
Just out of my, just for no reason.
That's weird.
Wow.
But I ended up writing Jefferson.
People,
but for a minute,
like our minds kept drawing us back to Kate. The whole day and making connections.
Controlling your day. Little puppets.
Little 3G network going on out there.
Little puppets. So I guess the question going forward is, what is Kate's grand plan? What is her motivation? What's her end goal?
I'll never tell.
Maybe she wants us to find out that she's the ghost girl. Maybe she's been sad keeping it to herself all these years.
Mm-hmm.
What if Kate is like Nick Fury? And she's assembling a team of highly skilled ghost hunters, and she's just putting us on trial right now.
Yes.
I mean, testing us out.
And she's like, nah, not these guys.
Because she's on a lot of boards. Who's to say she's not on the Paranormal Investigation Board of the United States of America? Yeah.
And the same foundation runs both of those properties.
Well, that's convenient.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
This is true.
Now, how does the governor get involved?
Well... This foundation is leasing the property, the Timberneck House property, from the Commonwealth of Virginia, which means the governor's involved.
Hmm. Somehow.
Somehow.
I'm going to give you, this is loose. This is a...
But we've got pool with the governor, so...
Yeah.
That's why they didn't want us there.
This is circumstantial evidence.
All evidence is. Until it's proven.
I don't think that's how it works at all. All right, Kate, do you have anything to say for yourself?
Now that y'all are on to me, I'm going to have to kill you.
Oh! Going deers hunting, are you?
Yeah.
Deers.
But like the defining feelings of the day were, in the morning, Gloucester was trying to repel us. Everything was against us. Mm-hmm. There's a conspiracy. That was our feeling. We had lunch. The beginning of lunch was the same way. By the end of lunch, I think we were okay. Once we decided to go to Machu Picchu.
Mm-hmm. And we got to play with the fairies and go by
the
water.
And once we got there and we got to the interpretive area, it was like a veil had been lifted and we were having such an amazing time, and then the marsh was calling to us.
Yeah.
Jamie and Gretchen, come and play with you us. You guys are really cute.
I want to hang out with you.
Come play with us, Danny.
You've done it, you stupid old man. Now you got to undo it.
Well, this is a really good episode.
I doubt it.
Do I get no credit for saying, are you guys okay? No.
When did you say that, though?
When I was convinced that, like, something terrible had happened to you and you had, like...
Or were you hoping something terrible had happened?
You do get credit. Yeah. We're sorry we made you scared for
creating,
a few days.
Creating her alibi, reasonable doubt through text chains.
Mm.
People do like to do that. Look, officer,
I was texting the whole
time. She watches a lot of serial killer documentaries and she knows how to backtrack.
Yeah.
Great. Cover her tracks.
Yeah. Maybe except that never seems to work for those people because they always get caught.
And they're on.
But she didn't kill anyone. Yes. She's just a ghost.
Oh.
She just tries to lead them to their...
Or she's in cahoots with the ghost.
There was never a well on the property. Did you know that? How cool is that?
At Roswell?
Yeah. He said there was no well. There was just a spring.
That's where the old caretaker done told us.
There's an ice house out back, though.
Yeah, it's a scary one, man. They
see the ice house? Oh, yeah.
We didn't see it. We just saw the photograph.
I don't know what kind of accent this is, but yeah, there's an ice house.
Going slightly Cajun.
I don't know.
It's fine. Outbuildings, you gotta.
He represents caretakers everywhere. So his accent changes.
Yeah.
He's omnipresent.
And we don't want people to go looking for him, so we have to protect his identity by changing his accent.
Mm. Yeah.
There he is.
He was very knowledgeable about the site, I will say that.
Mm-hmm. Especially because he's the only one allowed on that property.
Not no way, not no how.
Now, didn't you both also admit to me when you got back here, as I was finishing my beautiful raised garden bed and grilling hot dogs and enjoying a nice day full of none of this kind of nonsense, that your accent might be slightly exaggerated and maybe he was just a normal guy?
We said it at the beginning. We said it for this. It's going to make the story better.
A normal guy, right? But from Gloucester.
Do you want the ratings on the podcast or not?
Yeah.
Accents get the ratings. Everyone knows it.
And every caretaker has an accent of sorts. And it's an exaggerated one and maybe offensive.
Yeah, haven't you seen The Simpsons?
Yes.
Yeah, caretaker
one.
Very offensive.
Dirty
show.
Rag and a screwdriver, and he was messing with a carburetor.
Was he?
No. But he could have been.
Was he barefoot?
Was he wearing a kilt?
Probably.
Smoking a pipe?
White fishing boots. We don't know. He was behind the desk until he jumped out.
I mean, they wear fishing boots as slippers in Gloucester, you know?
Why would you want white fishing boots?
So people can see you.
So the fish can see you coming?
Yeah. Just in case you fall out of the boat or something. And somebody can grab you.
There's old man white.
Are you going
to...
Oh, you got
to
do
we just need to be sure.
Okay, we need to be sure. We need to be sure. Triple G.
Oh.
What?
He's going to scan her. He's scanning Kate right now.
Just got to make sure there's no ghost-like energies coming off.
Check all of you idiots.
Because we could have also brought a presence back with us because we both woke up with a headache.
Yep.
Mm.
No, we didn't. Aaron told me not to specifically bring any ghosts home.
So I didn't.
Popcorn, you got to get your levels checked.
All right, it works.
All right,
Popcorn's
good.
A ghost. Ghost cat.
All right. Well, can't you pass
the not a ghost test?
I guess we could have started with that.
Unless I
and they could have called this whole thing closed.
Case.
Wait.
Closed.
Let's try this. Let's try this though.
If she bat-a-bats it, she's definitely either a cat or a ghost.
Looking good.
Good job, everyone. All right.
Well, that was an interesting part two of our Roswell investigation.
So still to be continued.
It was way more exciting than we made it sound.
It was more exciting than that?
Yeah, wow. If you can believe it.
Well, you know, you put someone on trial. They're not. She's not going to be excited. She's going to be concerned with defending herself.
Yeah. She did a great job defending herself.
I think it was exciting.
Mm.
You know, much like people watching the OJ trial. He was not having a good time, but America was in the grips.
Thanks for not making me try gloves on.
What?
So thank you for not making me try gloves on.
Well, we're not quite done yet.
Don't fit.
Get him fixed, Vario. Fixed cat don't tend to wander. There's all the time crossing back and forth on that road. His luck will run out.
We will leave this as unsolved right now. And we will return and do an actual investigation, of which I believe I will need to be involved in. I think all four of us will need to be involved.
I feel like we all have to be field investigators.
We
next
all
time.
Four will need to be involved. And
because
probably...
when we're split up, obviously bad things happen.
Yes.
Aww. Yeah.
And you can't trust me and Jamie on our...
All right, friends. Well, thank you for listening. And if you have any stories you'd like to tell us about weird events or things you'd like us to cover, please write to us at windowlightpodcast@protonmail.com. That's windowlightpodcast@protonmail.com. You can also find us on all the social medias that we participate in, which are currently Twitter, Faceman, and Instacart.
Mm. And get all your groceries.
Find us there and get your groceries. Use checkout code window for 50% off your groceries on Instacart.
Only if you buy barbecue.
Yeah.
And hot dog buns.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We'll talk to you next time. Everyone say goodbye.
So long.
Reckon I'll see y'all later. yep.
Toodaloo.